Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Comic Chronicle. As always, I'm your host, Society's mutant slash metahuman, Dakota Morgan, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. Alrighty, guys. We got another coverage episode today, but we're covering a villain. A villain who has seen the light of day in live action and some animation, when the animation was almost better than the villain that they did. So I want to do this coverage episode on this DC Comics villain because it's about time people know the true villain himself, the true character, not this one you saw on live action that kind of really had nothing to do with the character, only part version did. But I'm getting ahead of myself, guys. I'm getting ahead of my fucking self. Let us move forward. You want to know who the hell it is. And if you didn't, if you just clicked on a random episode, you're wondering that now. But you already know. Count Vertigo, guys. Green Arrow's villain, Count Vertigo. Now. You're probably thinking, like, what the shit? Yeah, like, it's a little-known villain. I mean, Green Arrow's villains aren't exactly the biggest known in the books, other than recently at the TV show and that putting them out there. But Count Vertigo, well, we're jumping ahead yet again to the TV show part. Let's save that part for last for you guys. Count Vertigo, a.k.a. Werner Vertigo. He first appeared in World's Finest Volume 1, number 251, July 1978. He was created by Jerry Conway and Trevor Von Eden. Hopefully I'm pronouncing Eden right. All right, now here's a little synopsis of the true character, the true Count Vertigo. The one that's not bullshit. So, after suffering from a hereditary inner ear defect that affected his balance, he had a small device implanted in his right temple to help. But, after tinkering with the device, he found out he can use it as a weapon to distort others' balance and distorting their vision and perception. Basically making you feel like you're on an epic hangover. Like, times 10. Now, and drunkenness, all in the same sense. So, he comes from royalty in England, hence the name Count. He first appeared in Star City to steal jewels back for himself, but that his parents sold to escape during England during World War II. Puts him at odds with Green Arrow and Black Canary. And after that fateful battle, they are villains till the end. And Count Vertigo is not a fan of heroes, in the sense, to say the least. So, with him, that's a little bit of comic book history on there for you guys. And all this little nice information, too. Now, we're going to be going on to... He hasn't been in a film yet. If they do happen to make a Green Arrow movie, I don't know why. But maybe he'll get a cameo or something like that in a movie coming up. Or maybe, just maybe, they'll actually do him right in a live-action TV show instead of doing this weird theme, but also cool in a sense. Moving forward. Now, animation appearances. We'll stick with that one so I don't bullshit, like, get all pissy for no reason. So, animation appearances. He appeared in the Batman animated series, the Batman animated show. The very first one, back in the 80s, 90s. And the next thing you're looking at, the Batman the animated series. Oh, a little bit in Batman there. Yeah, a Green Arrow villain. Kind of sound like some Arrow does. Not just Arrow, I love Arrow. Young, and then he also appeared as a pretty semi-big character in Season 1. Season 2, not so much. But Season 1, he was a pretty big, interesting character in a few episodes. In Young Justice. Now, in case you're wondering what Young Justice is, don't you worry. We're going to have a little coverage episode on Young Justice sometime soon. And then was also included in the great news that there's a Season 3. In case you didn't know that already, yes, Season 3 of Young Justice is happening. I want to throw that little tidbit in there. Sorry, excuse me. A little bit under the weather. Flu season, guys. Flu season. Now, live action. It's on the same show. This is the part where I'm like, oh, what the hell? Because after you see him, if you don't know the character, but you see him on Arrow, you're like, oh, he's cool. But then once you read about the character, you're like, ah, shit. Or if you knew the character already, then you're like, ah, shit, what the hell? So they had two different versions. I guess they wanted to make it more Americanized or some shit. Yeah, so Arrow had him on there. Both get the name Vertigo. The first one gets Well, they both get really Count Vertigo. The first one gets it from him using... Okay. I gotta explain this one in the room. The only reason they get the fucking name Vertigo is because they create a drug named Vertigo. And then they get the name Count because they use 2 needles at a time to puncture people and inject them with a high dose of Vertigo, hence killing them. So it leaves like a puncture moon, like a vampire. So that's where they get the name Count Vertigo. Now, the drug Vertigo basically does what the man does with his device in his head. Or around his head in some cases might be. Now, that's really Vertigo. So, like, the drug goes around. I believe even Thea Queen got involved with it a little bit there in the first time around. I believe first season of Arrow. Yes, first season of Arrow. And then I think the second season of Arrow, too. So, both of them ended up... Okay. Spoiler alert. Both of them ended up fucking dead. So, it's like, Green Arrow villain. You kill them off, and then you bring another villain. Like, what the shit? I know. But we're not here to diss some of the small things Arrow has done. Because Arrow's still a good show. And we like the hero Green Arrow on this podcast too. So, now, this is going to be my opinion though to you guys. The like more classic kind of Count Vertigo, I guess we would say, would be the second one. Because he's more legit, not a crazy madman Joker style of Count Vertigo a little bit. Both of them were pretty good. But I like the second one was more of a Count Vertigo, a more legit serious villainy type instead of like... Now it is drugs, pretty sort of shit. Yeah, so that's Count Vertigo, guys. Read up on him if you want to. That's all the history I can get for you on Count Vertigo right now. He's been in the billion issues in Green Arrow and other books throughout the years since he's been around. But that's all I got for you guys on the villain today. Now, as always, guys, subscribe for more if you want to get... alerts for our coverage episodes when they go on. And then as always, we have our weekly news report with new comics and also the weekly TV report as well for everything comic book TV shows on there. So stay tuned for that, guys. Subscribe or follow on Podbean or iTunes, whichever you are listening on. And as always, if you want to recommend, give me a recommendation for something to cover, a review, good or bad, I'll look at them, I promise. Now, at DakotaMorgan3 on Twitter, go ahead and tweet it out, send a message, whatever you want to do. So, to go ahead and take a look on that. So, as always, guys, thank you for tuning in, and stay classy, Star City.